glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's Thursday, October 27th. Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios, 600 West Mason in Springfield. Operation Christmas Child from Samaritan's Purse is a great way to be a blessing to a child this Christmas season. We'll hear more about that from Cheryl Pearson. She's with us today. Cheryl is the area coordinator of Operation Christmas Child in the Springfield area. Dr. Charles Stanley says faith in Christ is about more than merely doing Christian things like attending church, giving, praying, and reading the Bible occasionally. He says genuine conversion is evidenced by a yearning to know God more deeply and intimately. One of Christianity's basic principles is that the more we know of the Lord, the more we want to learn of Him. If our focus is set on things of earth, our desires will bend in that direction. But if we turn our attention to the Word of God, our desire for Him will be stronger than all other longings.
Lord, we give You our heart. We give You our minds. We give You our body and soul. All that we have, we give to You.
Let this be a prayer, your heart's desire. After all, He owns it all. Everybody sing, Lord, we give You our life.
Operation Christmas Child is a ministry of Franklin Graham's organization in North Carolina, Samaritan's Purse. It's where we grab a shoebox or two and fill it with some gifts, and it will get sent to a little boy or little girl this Christmas season. It'll be a blessing to them because in many situations it's the only gift they get, and ultimately it's there to open the door of opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. Cheryl Pearson is the area coordinator for Operation Christmas Child in the Springfield and Central Illinois area. Cheryl is with me today on Mark and Friends. Share a little bit of the history of this wonderful ministry.
Well, Operation Christmas Child started back in the early 1990s when Franklin Graham asked a church in North Carolina to just provide shoeboxes to war-torn children in Bosnia, children that were part of the, you know, the war. And that year they collected over 11,000 in the United States, and Canada pitched in, and they ended up sending about 28,000 shoeboxes to Bosnia that year. And from that sprang Operation Christmas Child ministry.
And it's really grown, even though that was a lot of boxes for then. You told me before we went on today that just in the Springfield area alone, you could have 40-some thousand shoeboxes packed, right?
Right. Last year's number was 42,315 just from the Springfield area, Springfield and the surrounding areas. The whole purpose of Operation Christmas Child, of course, is evangelistic. We call our shoeboxes go boxes because each shoebox is a gospel opportunity. So what we do is we take a shoebox and we pack it with a wow toy, hygiene items, school supplies. You can get a lot in a little box, really. And you just pack that in the shoebox, perhaps with a letter, you know, from your church or from you or as an individual, or a picture of your family. And those boxes then get shipped overseas where we have partners that are trained. We have over 15,000 partners that volunteer year-round around the world. And what we do is the shoebox gives the local pastors kind of a foot in the door with the community to be able to share the gospel. And so it's all very much evangelistic based. And what it is it's a tangible way of showing God's love. So each child, before they even receive a box, they get a pamphlet in their own language, and they get the gospel is presented to them. So they learn about God's love, and then when they open their shoebox, they see a tangible evidence of God's love and that somebody cares about them around the world.
When my family and I did this over the years, my girls are grown up now, but when they were little, we would get together in our community in northern Minnesota, and there were shoe packing parties, I guess we called them, at different churches, or even some different public schools would do that too, even though this is a religious organization, a Christian organization. Things like that go on throughout most areas still?
Oh yeah, definitely. Our church is doing a packing party November 1st, and most areas host parties, you know, different churches host their own parties. And it is a Christian organization, but we have Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, and which those tend to be, you know, Christian to some extent as well. But any organization, you know, can fill the shoebox and drop it off.
So, Cheryl, if someone wants more information, can you send them to a good website to where they can find out a little more?
Yeah, you can go to Samaritan's Purse. That's all one word, samaritanspurse.org. And if you want information specifically on Operation Christmas Child, if you click on what we do, it lists all of the projects that Samaritan's Purse participates in, and Operation Christmas Child is in that list. And there you can find not only information about how to pack a shoebox, what can go in a shoebox.
What not to pack in a shoebox.
Right, exactly. There are a few things that are not allowed in a shoebox. One is toothpaste we used to send, and we can no longer send that. Mm. It actually, we don't want to send anything that's going to hold stuff up in customs and prevent the boxes from moving forward. So no candy, no toothpaste, no war items, and no liquids. And that's really about the restrictions. Anything else that you put in the box, Samaritan's Purse believes that people pray over their boxes. They have what they want in their shoebox. And so those boxes pretty much stay intact. They go to the processing center. We try to keep the integrity of the shoebox that each individual packed, because that's what they wanted to send. And there's amazing stories about, you would think, why did you send that? You know, but there's stories about a doctor who was prompted to put a little leg brace in a box, and everybody's like, why would you send a leg brace in a shoebox overseas? And Samaritan's Purse believes that those boxes are prayed over, and they go to the exact child that needs that specific box. And that actual leg brace actually went to a little boy. It fit him perfectly, and it enabled him to walk. So there are amazing stories. And you can see those videos also out online under that same website.
You know, I remember, too, when we used to pack shoe boxes, you could actually say, hey, I'd like for this one to go to a little boy or a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Correct. There's three age groups. You have a girl or a boy, 2 to 4, girl or boy, 5 to 9, and a girl or a boy, 10 to 14. And so you pack according to that. The thing you need to remember is, even though our 10 to 14-year-old might not be interested in some of the things in the shoe boxes, but they've never had gifts, many of them. And so what's good for a 5 to 9 can also be good for a 10 to 14. So I remember going into Haiti, into the Grand Moon, where the elderly lived, and they loved to play catch with a ball, and they loved to color because they had never had it. And a wow toy for our kid would be, you know, an Xbox or something like that. Over there, a baby doll, a soccer ball. Man, yeah. A soccer ball is a big hit.
One of the many neat things about going on to the Operation Christmas Child site is you can put in your zip code of where you are, and it'll list all the drop-off locations, right, where you can take your box.
Yeah, correct. We have drop-off locations distributed. You know, we try to make it as convenient as possible for drop-off. So if you put in your zip code, you can put within 5 miles, 10 miles, and it will show you all of the drop-offs. And then it'll also show you, you can also see the hours that they're open. Mm-hmm. So if you see two drop-offs that are within, you know, 15 miles or whatever, if one of them doesn't work for hours for you, then you at least have an alternate option where you can drop the shoebox, whatever's most convenient.
You all mentioned for folks, if they can, to include the expense for helping with the shipping. And what is that this year for each individual shoebox?
Well, each shoebox, they ask for a donation of $10. And what that covers is it covers the collection. It pays for the trucks that transport from all of the drop-off locations. The shoebox then goes to a processing center, and that is all staffed by volunteers as well. And this is a very volunteer-driven organization. It would never work without the volunteers. So it pays for the collection at the processing center. Then it pays to ship it over 100 countries. It pays for processing. It pays to train the local churches and pastors. And most importantly, it pays for the greatest gift, which is the gospel that the children receive. The most important thing that we do with the shoeboxes is called the greatest journey. And so every time a child gets a shoebox, they get the gospel presented through the greatest gift. And then they get their shoebox and they open it up and they see the tangible expression of God's love. And then they're invited to participate in a 12-week discipleship program called the greatest journey. And we have millions. We've had about 38, 39 million children that have participated in this 12-week. There's like so many weeks, 3 or 4 weeks that present the gospel and help them to understand what it all means, and then how to grow in that. And most importantly, it teaches them how then to go out and evangelize and tell others. So it's very transformational for their lives, and it grows exponentially. One shoebox to one child, we know, basically touches the lives of 10 to 15 people. So this last year, we collected like 1.5 million shoeboxes. Okay, so that's 1.5 million children that hear the gospel. But by the time they share that gospel and that book and that box with their family and friends, we're talking in a 1-year time. Operation Christmas Child presents the gospel and touches the lives of 10.5 million people. You know, it grows exponentially from one box, way bigger than the box that was sent.
Whether you're in the Champaign-Urbana area, maybe over into West Central Indiana, or here in the Springfield, Central Illinois area, this is nationwide. This is going on. National Collection Week is the third week in November. It starts up on that third Monday in November, right, Cheryl?
Correct.
It goes to the following Monday. So you want to make sure you get the shoeboxes, get them packed, get the $10 check to go along with each shoebox, and then get it to a drop-off location by the third week in November.
There's another opportunity if you don't like to shop for a shoebox. Mm-hmm. You can do something called Build a Shoebox Online. We call it BASBO. And what that does is it enables you to go out and choose from a certain number of items that you want to put in the shoebox, and then somebody in the Aurora area, because that's been moved to that area, will actually build that shoebox for you and send it off. So if you don't like to shop, that's okay. You can build it online. You can also track your box online. So you can know where it goes. This year, we should send out our 200 millionth shoebox, which sounds like an amazing number. But when you look at it, there are currently over 500,000 children just in Africa. And every 12 years, because of the age range that we do, that population turns over. So the urgency is there. Yes, we've done a lot of shoeboxes, but the urgency to get the gospel out is still very, very great.
And that's the bottom line. It's beyond the toys and the gifts.
Right.
It's about the gospel.
Right, exactly.
And sharing that. Mm-hmm. Well, Cheryl Pearson from Springfield, thank you for joining us and filling us in a little more about this year's Operation Christmas Child.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
I think I'll read it again. I think I'll read it again. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
Sometimes I get so tangled up in those blessed pages. How I'm gonna live and sing and shout a million years and hear him say you've made it home. Here's a crown of life to call your own. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
I think I'll read it again and see how high I can fly. I think I'll read it again and how my feet are gonna rise. I think I'll read it again, the mighty book of Revelation. It's the only one that I know.
So how do we achieve the good life? Well, it depends on what we pursue and what we consider good. The world defines good things as items and experiences that make us happy. But from the Lord's perspective, the good things in life are those that fit into His purpose and plan for us. Our Father wants us to seek Him above any treasure or pleasure of this life. If we do this, He promises we'll not lack any good thing. That's Psalm 34, verse 10. And the Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 4, when our pursuit is the Lord rather than the things of this world, we'll be content with whatever we have.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my life thou hast taught me to say, it is well. Soul, it is well.